I am interviewing Dr. Stefan Heller of Ecclesia Gnostica. The first question, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Let me see. My state
your belief. Faith.
My faith?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, when the term faith is a very vague one, and I think people generally regard under it either their belief system, in this case their religious beliefs, or on the other hand, the faith could also mean the individual's own belief, the individual's own relationship to, maybe in the case of religion, to transcendental reality. So it depends on what we are answering. Let's say in terms of the Gnostic philosophy, Gnostic Christianity, which I espouse, and which I teach, it is quite understandable and historically accurate that there have been many epidemics, many pestilences, as they are even called in the Bible, throughout history, and that now and then in our lifetimes we would encounter one or two of these, and sometimes a really major one, which appears to be the case in this instant. That seems to be the issue at this instant. So I would say my general theology and philosophy are not particularly affected one way or the other, because I realize that these sorts of things happen in history and that they are part of earthly life. They are part of the kind of difficulties that afflict the human race, and for that matter animals too, because they have their pestilences as well. And it's one of those circumstances of earthly life that we are living with that we cannot really change, and that we therefore have to manage with when we find ourselves in the midst of it, which is what most of us at this point are trying to do. So it's not a religious problem. It's not a problem that would damage at least my faith and my philosophy of life. It is something that we have to take in stride, although no doubt we are affected by it and become unhappy, and sometimes we become frightened or one thing or other, but this is all part of earthly life, if that is an adequate answer to the question.
Absolutely. The second question, is your religious community still gathering, and how has COVID-19 affected your participation in the religious community?
Well, yes, I'm afraid that the answer to that is a somewhat negative one, in the sense that I am in Los Angeles, California, which is the second largest epicenter of the epidemic after New York. And so we have fairly stringent regulations in the state, in the city, and in the county about the assembling of people. Initially, it was said that 10 people might be all right, then it came down to less than that. So the fact of the matter is that assembling for the purposes of religious worship have become very, very difficult, so that we cannot really do it. For this reason, a very small number of us, a small number of the clergy, small number of the laity, So, you know, from time to time, about two or three, or at the maximum four of us gather for little religious rituals and prayers. Our official church services, which we had really quite a few before, we had 11 church services every month. And that's quite a bit for a little church. But we had to discontinue them until the regulations will change so as to permit this type of gathering. But of course, individual members do their prayers and so forth, and there's a very small number sometimes find ourselves into our sanctuary and gather there for prayer or for short rituals. We don't want to stay together beyond a certain length of time. It's not really part of the question, whether we really agree with this procedure and to what extent, that's another question. And the opinions vary very greatly. It may well be that these kinds of regulations are really very helpful. It may also be that to a certain point they become excessive. But that's a matter of